Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and it's good to be back with you outside my window here at the hotel. Is an ice storm scene. I haven't seen one like this in a long time. I they may have had one while we've been gone down here, but it's a true ice storm, and I see broken branches and things like that. So that's why I'm delayed to get back home. And so it's nice, and I'm in a warm, good place, and we're having our prayer call. And I wanted to clarify something that I told you this morning. Let me see if I can get it up here on my phone. Yes, here I have it. Coming up, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, and there is a meeting, the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, will be at the Westin Galleria Hotel. Now, this year, the speakers there, this is you can purchase your ticket online at jpbtexas.org. That stands for Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. jpbtexas.org. And this year, the speakers are going to be Texas Congressman Michael Cloud, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a member of the Israeli Knesset, Tatiana Mazarsky, Matan Kahana, he's a member of the parliament in Israel, and Robert Eliatov is one of the founders, and he's a member of parliament in the Knesset, and Yehuda Glick, Rabbi Yehuda Glick will be speaking, and Michelle Bachman, who is co-chairman, along with Albert Vexler. So they'll all be speaking. Now, I will be speaking in a, I think it's probably a breakout session, but I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, then the 23rd and 24th of February. Now, what I'm looking for a venue for is, I thought, well, since I'm down there, maybe there'll be some WWPs, maybe there would be some partners that we could get together for a session, kind of an impromptu session on the 25th Saturday, and might even do one the 26th in the afternoon or something. So I'm looking for a venue. Right now we're checking to see how much a room would be at that Westin Galleria. And but if there's a church or there's someplace nearby, now I don't think anybody's at home in Branson in the office, but you could go online, billybrim.org, and you could send us an email if you know of someplace. So, thank you very much. Now, while between the times we were here, when I was with you last, Max sent me a video that had been posted, and I watched it, and it was really very enlightening. And it so happened that just before our Autumn Assembly of Prayer, someone had copied off a prophecy that I had given in 2019 and sent it to me. And I read it on October 18, 2022 at our Autumn Assembly. And it was called Higher Echelon Prophecy. It's just 3 minutes. It's a video. You can watch it. and it's called Higher Echelon Prophecy, Billy Brim, October 18, 2022. I don't know if it's on YouTube or Facebook or what, but that's what it's called, Higher Echelon Prophecy. And it's a prophecy about God bringing us into a higher echelon to pray in tongues and interpretation, and that he will speak to us. I was really surprised when I saw it this past October, and I read it at our Autumn Assembly, and you can watch it. It explains exactly, God speaks in prophecy of what exactly is happening to us when we pray in tongues on our Moed Wednesday. And then he allows his son, Mohammed, or as Max we call him now, he allows him to hear in Arabic what I'm saying, but it's absolutely the interpretation of what you're praying. He hears what I'm saying, which is what you're praying. And remember, and I read it this morning, and I want to read it again for any new ones we may have. In 2020, this started in November.
We were praying on a prayer call with another pastor, a pastor in Arkansas. And Max heard me. He was surprised. He started hearing me in his native tongue, Arabic, just like the people in Acts chapter 2. And he heard, pay attention. This is an assignment. You are going to hear in Arabic what Billy is saying of, here's what we're praying about, what is yet to come. I am revealing through all the saints in prayer. So now we pray this morning, oh my goodness. The prayer this morning, it had to do with the blessings for us, but the judgments and the things that are coming upon the earth and certain countries that the Lord called wicked countries. So that's what it was about this morning. Now, we're going to, Max, do you want to say anything to anyone before we begin?
I was going to just mention that the 3 minutes I send you, it's actually on Facebook, and I was just, it just popped up. Just like this morning, and I send it to you because it really shook my boots. I'm like, oh my goodness, that happened. I believe you were at Larry and Loretta's Ellison.
Larry Ellison's. We were at Larry Ellison's, and it was 2019.
2019. And also, when we were on that phone call, you and I and other people were on that phone call, you didn't know that I'm going to be calling in. I didn't know that you're going to be calling in. And that was my first, or maybe I called one more time after that, maybe months and months later. But what I was going to say, God put all of us together for a reason. When I made that phone call and Miss Billy made that phone call, we didn't know we both going to be on that phone call, and we didn't know what to expect.
It was a small phone call.
Small phone call. It was like maybe 10 people. Pastor Billy Edgar and a few people. I think there's one lady maybe from California and his church, Arkansas. And that's how God put this mawad together. He's revealing to us, again, no matter what's happening in the world, we are not to watch the news. We are to stay with the Lord, with his word, what he is telling us and what he is revealing to us and what he has actually been telling us what we need to know at this time.
Yes, he has.
So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, and you know, Max, God is supernatural. There's nothing natural about God. Not one, I don't think he has cells of his being, but not one tiny, tiny iota of his being is natural. Everything about him is supernatural. And so the supernatural is a great part of our life in God. And that's what we want to remember about this phone call. It's supernatural, but it's not strange. It's tongues and interpretation, exactly how it began on the day of Pentecost. They heard them in their mother tongues. And I thank God for Kenneth E. Hagin. He just walked into my office. I was working for him. He just came in there, and he just said, did you ever notice in Acts chapter 2 that it doesn't say they spoke in all those languages? It said the people heard them speak in those languages, their mother tongues. So,
amen. And you know,
if he hadn't said that to me, I don't know if I'd have noticed it, Max.
Well, I was just going to say the same thing. I didn't know anything about Acts and the upper room. I have no idea. I read the Bible, but, you know, I won't remember it. And I won't understand it to the extent that you understand it.
Exactly. Yes.
So when I shared that with you, it's a supernatural. You know, but I didn't.
Yeah. When Max shared with me the first time what happened, he didn't know. When he shared me that he heard me in Arabic, he did not know that in Acts chapter 2 it pointed out that they heard them. Of course he knew the Holy Spirit was poured out, but he didn't know
that it doesn't say they didn't speak. It doesn't say that they spoke in all those languages. It says they heard them. So, praise God.
Praise
it's supernatural,
God.
And God has condescended to speak to us. So
thank
we
you,
reverently and humbly sit before him. Often he says to us, listen. Or like he said to Max the very first time, pay attention.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to do our part. Go ahead.
I just said, I mean, praise the Lord. I mean, going back,
yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I mean, Quinn prayed for me for 19 years. Folks, there is nothing impossible for him. There is nothing, nothing, I mean nothing, impossible for Jesus. Nothing impossible.
You know that. You know that by experience. You know your own life. You know how he reached into your heart and got you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And changed you. You know, it's easy for Max to believe. And sometimes when we're talking, Max can't understand how anybody would doubt God. Or if God told us not to worry, how anybody would worry. But he had such an incredible, it is credible, of course, because it's God, but unexplainable experience other than God. But we must all be that way. We must have that kind of faith no matter what we hear. No matter if we wake up tomorrow morning and all kinds of things that happen in the nighttime, we cannot be afraid. We will not be afraid. We must not be afraid.
No.
We must trust in him.
I mean.
Oh, praise God. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
God. Praise God.
Let's,
praise you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we worship you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we magnify your holy name. Your holy name is above every name. Oh, you are God. You are our God. You are, oh, halavradesh kenyakara. Hallelujah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasdo. For you are good and your chesed endures to your covenant people forever. And we're so glad that we're in the class. We're in the ones that you call us and we. And we're not in that ones that often you hear about, Lord, that are outside the covenants of God, that either have an veiled covenant of God entering into Jesus, or some reason they haven't heard. I don't know, Lord. I'm just so thankful. I don't mean to be proud and egotistical, but I'm just so thankful, and it humbles me that I am blessed to be in that group that knows God. We just praise you that you condescend to communicate with your children. That's what we are, your children. So thankful to be called children of God. And now, Father, Yeshua HaMashiach, Ruach HaKodesh, Father God, Son of God, Jesus, Spirit of God, here we are. We open our beings unto you to use as you see fit. Daratashko don jidikala kabre devratio no nombre. Oh, prandiano no kohola kabi. Ashano no nombre kala kafrati de condange ne condange de kutoshka tabra. Ridadio no kohola kabri teshko topre kala kai findoro kompre. Oh, Saninora, Sandier, Telica, Balakaya, Nagalakakina. Kafile donya ni kohola ka Britannione ni kala ka kala kaya ni kala ka vito. Shanshara nanye no makito. Ati nyono no no nye ne kala ka haya na kolo kobra bedya nye ne koshka tata kaya na kalito. Kabiya tota kanye ne karya tashke. Ushwati fratoshke. Kalgo dabrati fronyana kora pita tananyana kora bachu. Maledora mai, anyana kola ka brakti da konyana kola ka. Beo redujo anyana no nombre, ke fratoshe naka na jovata batu chata kaya na kapito. Kabitale topre vretashka tanje de kututuzo kala kaya na kala ka halaka. Runda la disco. Gumanya brute beg and the kahalaya la la to the kotapraka. In an okobre kish the dance. Oh, kalakaya. Mangala liator pratish kodonche de kotoshka. Kela tule kaprati la go. Oh, manakahalakaya nakahalaka prati. Che protegge l'evatore ma caia na cala goda da copre che ne Nicola copre ti da un papà la caia e santo ro copre che frattasche ne io non ne Nicola capapi ma colo godoni ne Nicola capapi andiamo Nicola malitora e ne Nicola Kofi kelika me nyana na noe akalaka mo loko pretashke gavidanya nuka magila de terra anstenk ganyene kolaka pa macho to kope pende katya na na kohoda ka fatenye na nobra akalaka anyene kolaka kalaka kamp vishana ka nyana kalaka kito Oh, apala la kaya na kala ka kabre. Bido gojne vrati jandara kotoshka da vrapa kala kaya na kola kombira. Ale tori makaya. Anstiano na nombre. Pa frati kala kabre. Tato rogo oce. Gabila tanya na kala kabre. Tene kadaha shakito. Kebela tahala kambra, tere kadash, antram dana kotor, kotor, krike de kadash, kanche de kadash. Dofra Niko, Batura Mininanai, Gabenye Kolati, Asondora, Agadinya na korakatifra, Pakalakaya, andaleko achi, 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 achi. Satyo na nukombre kedi katashko to obrika de kafra. Babu babi njeno, babu deje. Babi danyo neko, ali banya. Kave ne kata, mo? Priko tači. Ali danje neko, obra vrašti danje neko, loko bravi danje neko, loko brede ne kabra. I ja non ho niente per la caian delle ca, niente per la cai. Davrate mejato. E tu giua, bratenio, non con la cai, a dire con bravre, niente nonne e li babà. Corini sapra una coramaiata, alle gallette le calatagna da co, ora catteghe le calacaianda la cola cavala matacce. Un po' si attende con le chiede. Kabre telekanya nakalaka. Chanana nombre kaleka halaka fe. Koto shanta de koto shatta. Apalete. Mandio ratana kofra tiara kotanje de koto shanta de koto prakala kito. Me kote le varande de kanya ne kola kafa pi. Kadekaya nakala kale tene kahala kaya nakala kakaya. Kabita yanakora. Mahishatata, mahishatata. Kabita karakatashkata, jine kota katita, toko todako prakta, toko hula kavenya, toko hula kapi. Mashitanya no kohula kavita, toko tanya, toko hula kapi, toko toshke. Mashitata. Mandora tibra, mako, osa bella tota, malitambra, tene compra tifro, avijanto, chana coho de cocroccio no compre cadicatasche. Brudua brudu jambe le caftac, otto de gobra caveledonia ne coho la capica, ne cala, ne cala. Atiana na copre te di godasca tole vrandora macaia na cala bambi le tani di quella copredie di sono nombri cala cahani e non nombri ragion delle cabrandini e non nombri cala copre pacai anai anai dopo de uevre a ta sono non nombri cala catabra pacai chiana na pohota cala caia. Oh, ma che gattete. Oh, che la gavra pianone, le cole cabre di broscette. Avrò di giando rocotoria, che le coccancrete, che le condiande, le cotavra, e ci ne mannocchi la halaila, halaila tove. Mondi a capitano, non copri che le cabre di e ci sono ancora cali bene, ne vorrò comprarti le cose scendiano, non copri. Oh, 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 cascette di catafra. Ma con la catasca tanci di godove sciacte. Cavi la cahala capre, tara catania, ne con la cambra, tiano cor, ma con la copapi. E vero ti sciando di con la capre, di godosca. Ognon, dobra con la compre e tiana con la capra, tiana non non viene con la capra, tiana con tosca, tabra, catacatasca. Cabida tora, ma la cai, e ne cola caven, e ne cola cavra dos, e ne nombre, che le catavra bracogne, e ne cola cavrange, e ne cola cambracte. E se tu cora belevra bagno, ne ne brala combracte, e ne cora caldito, ne cora balataia, ne cala cambracte. O je ne cora paletegne, ne cola cavra badio, andoro godosche dembre, che la cataia, ne cala caia. Palidogne, che le caha, ah, palidogne, ne coro cotogne, ne cala capracte. E se tu, che sciata? Lascia co, e ne cala caffè, ma. Alle di danni, ne cala cadola cavere, cala cadola cacangere, devi cadagli a non muovere, cala cacchefo batisca. E vado a tisca tora per, e niana, ne cala cacbatia. Dagli a ne cala cacchefo, ne cala cacchefo batisca. Al cubrete, frandiesche, na calia tora. Abitaia non viene cuore, ma naia na calacatito.
Le dole le nani ni colo cotabre cala catabre belle to shande le cota da gabre cala cadivra mana kayata e ga jandora bala katai ni colo colo cali anto te le cobra ba dia na 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 mara cala catisco o la petania Passiamo lo cioschi di mamma, ai, to lo coprete, te co conce. Africa de goho shanti de goto shantito prita latina nanone. Maggiore pesciato lo copre che la copia. Citato lo copre che la cattiva cattonce di catasca. Amen na kaya na kohla ka pradya na 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 brehita la kaya na kohla ka mito. Majada da dambra la koriande di de kandange ne kotoshkata. Matora. Matora mea, matora mea, matora mea. Arde de kabra ka. Kala tishka kanche de kotoshka. Adi brato frane. Gabriel Dwe Baladosh and Ananya Nepola Katabra Palakatashka. Abilate Masuta Lakaya. Kavalate Nika Brate Vratosh Vitancho Tikatahoshanti. Geligata Prakalakakange. Aji de cotonje de cotonje de contonje un tete. Te copre fretta niene cai. Matiava. Candiandoria macalacaia nananambie. Chebre tu bramascito, magaladino no copre, e di candlade le cara. Nato cora battaglia. Ebelita, ma calocotopre, che di candance. Tatora. Makito, makito, makito. Oh, la maratisco, dalla gombre, calacadasche. Mesto, non ho nombre, le catanza, pecca la cambre, cazzi, alla gotace. Misha na nanya na kohla kabre karakadashka toria ni kalai. Nanya na gohbre te franya na tok, chara kotoshka te bravre te te. Galadinyo na kobre ke la katai, ata do gobre te vraka la kaya manya na nanambre betushka palakaticha. Gansherno na kabre nere kalaske. No koratita. Lakora tita via, mangala kita lande, ne kalakadashke, dombre kalakadaya, atto, atto, atto. Siarunu ni kavra ti hijetje. Kejata, lemananye ne kalakakabra. Kelikotobre, kelikani anandye, ne kolakavratya, na kondiando re kodoshka ti prakadafratya. Liberatishka? Balidonia? No. Nikagaya na halataya. Asundia vele dorakotanche. Kalakatiendri, haya no koho, kaya no koho la kaya na nanaki. Haya na kahala kaya no koho la kavrabaya no nombre. Kelia tora balataya na kalakahaya. E vrudujuendo do balitania na ho ha ha galitania galitania amena cora pale catania ne kahalakai andiane cora tiscagno no cora kiveletania ne kahalita kavidaniana 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 hallelujah praise God hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we just are praising you, Father. We're thanking you, Lord. And to tell you the real truth, we can hardly wait to hear the interpretation of what you used us to pray. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for, oh, dear Father, thank you for letting your body be your body. Just think of it, marvelous that we're the body of Christ. And thank you for using your body. Thank you, not just a useless body, but one that is to do and be and speak the will of God in the earth. Thank you, Father. Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. The first line the Lord gave us this afternoon, underline it. I know every situation and circumstances. I know every situation and circumstances. Underline it. I know every situation and circumstances. Next line, Romans 5, 1. The book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. Next line, Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm just reading this line and start thinking here. Praise the Lord. The doors and the gates shall be open to you and your helpers. The doors and the gates shall be open to you and your helpers. The doors and the gates shall be open to you and your helpers. Next line. I am the God of Israel. Do not depart. D-E-P-A-R-T. I am the God of Israel. Do not depart. Okay. Do not depart is underlined. So I am the God of Israel. Do not depart is underlined. I don't think my pen is missing there. The whole line. Let me look here. No, just under do not depart. Next line. Church, stay in prayer with my prophet. Church, stay in prayer with my prophet. Church, stay in prayer with my prophet. Next line. Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. Listen to me. Underline it. Listen to me. Underline it. I will put them in open shame. So listen to me, underline it. Then the line after that, I will put them in open shame.
next line. Oh, Ms. Millie, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You've been. I like to hear you.
I was getting everything, so I didn't have to ask you to see.
Okay, praise the Lord. All right, so listen to me, underline it. I will put them to shame. Next line.
Shame.
I will put them in open shame, yes.
Mm.
Next line, Jeremiah 17:13. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 13. The next line is Job, chapter 8, verse 22. Job, chapter 8, 22. So Jeremiah 17:13, 1-3, then Job 8:22. Next line. They shall and will be disarmed. E.D. and they shall and will be disarmed. They shall and will be disarmed. Colossians, start with the C, 2:15, 1-5. Colossians 2:15. Next line, underline it. Do not listen to the devil. Do not listen to the devil. Underline it. I just sense the Lord is screaming that one out loud. Do not listen to the devil. Next line. It is me. Me. So write me twice. It is me, then me, emphasizing, who will destroy the devil. It is me, me, who will destroy the devil. Wow. So after it is me, me, who will destroy the devil, next line, your assignment is to pray. Your assignment is to pray. What a wonderful assignment. Your assignment is to pray.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John 3, verse 8. Okay, next line. My words, with an S, my words to you today is living. Keep your heart in my spirit. Okay, I'll read it again. My words to you today is living. Keep your heart in my spirit. My words to you today is living. Keep your heart in my spirit. Next line. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Next line. Underline it. For the time at hand. For the time at hand. A-T-H-A-N-D. For the time at hand. Next line. Just think about my words. Wow. Just think about my words. just think about my words. Next line, Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. Philippians 4, 8. He's telling us to think about his words today, not just now. Philippians 4, 8. Don't write that down. This is me. Next line. I mean, write Philippians 4, 8. Next line. Be blessed as those words are written at this time. Okay, I'll read it again. Be blessed as those words are written at this time. Be blessed as those words are written at this time. Next line. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 3. Revelation 1, verse 3. Next line. This one also underlined. The truth I have for you will give you freedom. So be free. The truth I have for you will give you freedom. So be free. The truth I have for you will give you freedom, so be free. Next line. John. Eight. I believe it's eight. Yeah, I can see it. John 8, verses 31 and 32. John 8, verse 31 and 32. Next line, and there's a book with it. What did I say in Isaiah 54:17? This is the whole line. What did I say in Isaiah 54:17? What did I say in Isaiah 54:17? Next line. But you are justified by your belief and hope. But you are justified by your belief and hope. See, in my mind, I want to read hope before belief, but that's not how he gave it to us.
B-E-L-I-E-S?
Yes.
Belief. And hope.
And hope, yep. But you are justified by your belief and hope. Next line. The book of Romans 5, 1 through 9, no, 4. Romans 5, verses 1 through 4. Romans 5, 1 through 4. Next line. I told, there is no you here. I told, behold, I shall reverse. Okay, I'll read it again. I told, behold, I shall reverse. R-I-V-E-R-S.
Rivers?
Rivers? R-I-V-E-R-S? Yeah.
Reverse is R-E-V-E-R-S-E. Rivers is R-I-V-E-R-S.
Oh. Okay.
So which is
it?
Well,
this is... That's R-I-V-E-R-S.
Okay, that's rivers.
rivers. Mm-hmm. I know this word, but I need to slow down again. Okay, so I told, behold, I am, I shall, rivers. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next line. And will make the way for you. And will make the way for you. And will make the way for you. Next line. Isaiah 43, verse 19. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19. Next line, underline it. Two words with a verse, too, here. I'm just going to read it. Underline it. Be confident. Psalm 27, verse 3. Be confident. Psalm 27, 3. Okay. Next line. It is me who give you everything. With me, I am. It is me who give you everything. With me, I am. It is me who give you everything. With me, I am. Next line. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19. I flip back to the other page, see if you give it to us this morning or maybe now. Philippians 4, verse 19. Oh, next line, Hebrews 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, 1, 3, verse 5. Hebrews 13, 5. Next line. Underline. As well here. No fear in serving me, church. No fear in serving me, church. Underline it. No fear in serving me, church. A lot of verses. Thank you, Lord. Luke 1:74. Yeah, 74. The book of Luke
1:74.
Yeah, chapter 1, verse 74.
Okay.
I believe there is 74. Micah.
Must be.
Micah, chapter 5, verse 9. Micah 5, verse 9. Next line. Just put them to practice today. Just put them to practice today. Just put them to practice today. Next line. And this one underlined as well. I love it. My church built on the rock. My church built on the rock. Oh, church. Sorry, I'm stuck thinking of the verses about building a house on the sand and the rock. Maybe that's what it is. My church built on the rock. Church. My church built on the rock. Church. Underline it. Then he gave us the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 24 through 29. Yeah, it can't be 24 twice. 29. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 29. Next line. Read my words and listen today. Read my words and listen today. Read my words and listen today. Do you understand? Here we go again. He wants to understand. Do you understand? Next line. This one also underlined. And there is a verse with it, or a book. I am with you all, Psalm 23, verse 4. I am with you all, Psalm 23, verse 4. Oh, my Jesus. He gave us Daniel 12, 4. Again, let me see here. I'm not going back. Daniel 12, 4.
Yes, that's what he began with. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And this is the last one. Daniel 12, 4, trust in me. Oh, Daniel 12, 4 is underlined. It's underlined.
Okay. All right. We're getting it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hold on just a minute while I get my computer set up here. Thank you, Father. Bless the name of the Lord. Thanking you once again for speaking to us, for using us. Thank you for joining each one of you. Again, we have the admonition that we're to stay together. You know, when you have a prayer group that stays and prays together, they become like a unit and they become powerful. And the Lord doesn't want us to miss anybody. He wants you part of this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This first statement is underlined. I know every situation and circumstances. I know every situation and circumstances. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, 11 through 13. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatsoever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, the word circumstance is used in three of the translations that I always check. All right. The door and the gate shall be open to you and your helpers. I am the God of Israel. Do not depart. And do not depart is underlined. Church, stay in prayer with my prophet. Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, Cyrus, The right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze, to cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, Jehovah, the God, Elohim of Israel, who call you by your name. I'm going to read you verse 3. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden wealth of secret places, that you may know thy Jehovah, the Elohim of Israel, is I who call you by name. Listen to me, underlined. I will put them to open shame. Jeremiah 17:13. O Lord, that's Jehovah, Jehovah, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you shall be written in the earth, for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. I'm glad I'm not them. As I said earlier, I'm so glad to be in God. Job 8:22. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no more. We're hearing a lot of judgment. They shall and will be disarmed. Colossians 2:15. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. And that was the ESV. King James says, having spoiled principalities and powers, but the other three ones that I check uses, he disarmed the rulers and authorities, or the principalities and powers. Hallelujah. Do not listen to the devil. And that is underlined. It is me, who will destroy the devil. Your assignment is to pray. 1 John 3:8. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil. For the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy works of the devil. My words to you today is living. Keep your heart in my spirit. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, discerning the thoughts and intentions of heart. For the time ahead, just think about my words. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute or report, there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. And the King James says, think on these things. I like the King James. Think on these things. Be blessed as those words are written at this time. Revelation 1:3. Very interesting. And I will grant authority to my two witnesses. They will prophesy for 1260 days clothed in sackcloth. Wait, I got it wrong. I typed in the wrong thing. Revelation 1:3.
Yes.
Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. The King James says, the time is at hand.
Yeah.
The King James is probably going to use it. Mm-hmm. Blessed is he that reads and hears the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in, that are in therein, for the time is at hand. The truth I have for you will give you freedom. So be free. John 8:31 and 32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. That is the ESV. And the King James and New American render it, the truth will make you free.
Okay.
Hallelujah. What did I say in Isaiah 54:17? No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that accuses you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah.
He said that, and he meant it too. You can use that. No tongue that shall rise against you in judgment. That's what the King James says and the Amplified. No tongue rise against you in judgment. And ESV. But you are justified by your belief and hope. Romans 5:1-4.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. I told, behold, I am, I shall, rivers, and mm-hmm. will make the way for you. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Oh, my Lord.
Be confident,
Psalm 27:3. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident.
Hallelujah.
It is me who gives you everything. With me, I am. Philippians 4:19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, or by Christ Jesus. Hebrews 13:5. Thank you, Father. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll give us all we need. Hallelujah. And the next line is underlined. No fear in serving me, church. Underlined. Luke 1:74. Yes. To grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. We've been rescued from the hand of our enemies, that we might serve him without fear. Micah 5:19. Micah 5:9. Mm-hmm. Your hand shall be lifted up for your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off.
Whoa.
Whoa, what a word. Just put them to practice today. My church, built on a rock church. Matthew 7:24-29. I'm going to read it in the New American. Therefore, one who hears these words and acts on, in other words, practice, may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind slammed against that house, yet it did not fall, built on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Read my words and listen today. You understand. I am with you all. Psalm 23:4.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then we end with what he began with.
Yeah.
Daniel 12:4.
Thank you.
So that means it all goes together. It's a circle. Teaching, it all goes together. What he gave us this morning, all the way through how he ends it this noon. But you, Daniel, shut up the words, this is King James, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge
shall be increased. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Now, I think all of the words today all go together, and everybody there too, that they're to all of us, but there are some certain specific people. And those specific people, you know who they are, Max. They need to read the whole thing.
They will. They will.
Mm-hmm. And consider it all together. Now, something I need to make clear. I think it's probably my group who has posted, my social media, who has posted the upper echelon prophecy that I read this past October at the Autumn Assembly. I had said that the prophecy came at Larry and Loretta's church. It did not.
Oh,
it was given a month. It was given a month after I was at Larry and Loretta's. And I referred to another prophecy about change that was given to me at Larry and Loretta's church at 9/19/2019. And so then you go forward to 10/22, and you're going to find out that I'm referring back to a prophecy that was given me at Larry and Loretta's church about change, but this actual upper echelon prophecy was given to me at the Prayer Mountains Autumn Assembly, the October after that. So I'm talking about two things. The first prophecy about change was given me. That is posted online, billybrim.org. And that prophecy was given to me in September. Then in October at our Prayer Mountain Autumn Assembly, the upper echelon prophecy came. So, and I read it then, 2022. I hope that's not so confusing. I read that prophecy, which came to my attention just this past Autumn Assembly, but it had been given two Autumn Assemblies before. And it exactly talks about what we are talking about here, exactly what's happening with us, an upper echelon of praying with tongues and interpretation. So thank you very much. And do you have anything else, Brother Max?
No, praise the Lord. Again, meditate on his words all together from the morning until...
And we'll see where we are next Wednesday. This winter weather has been a little bit of a bugaboo. for Prayer Mountain. You know, it is terrible in Dallas-Fort Worth today. Just terrible. And that's not usual for down here. So I trust that God is, you're safe and home and warm wherever you are. And Max, if you need to call me about any recent phone calls, just give me a call right now.
Okay.
If you don't, that's fine too.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.